from one of our earlier discussions, I understand that now you have to demonstrate that the individual is from a persecuted class. But that was not the case then?
The law hasn't changed. The law has been essentially the same on the Refugee Act, which is incorporates international standards of refugee law, that you have to show on a political asylum case, this has been since 1980, that one has a well-founded fear of persecution on account of one of five grounds: your race, your religion, membership in a national minority, membership in a particular social group, or political opinion. And what constitutes a particular social group is a dynamic concept that really is limited by one's country conditions and one's creativity. And so it's taken years for the law to catch up with the realities in many countries. And so social group today is even a very difficult concept and is the basis for most people seeking asylum from Mexico. For example, your entire block or village can be extorted, kidnapped, and murdered by the cartels, and the government can't protect you, which is part of the law, which says you cannot seek asylum. You can seek asylum. You can show a well-founded fear of persecution on account of one of those five enumerated grounds, where you can show it's the state that's persecuting you or a private organization or a group that the government is unable or unwilling to protect you from. And that's what you start applying now to the cartels, is that the cartels are coming into Juarez and going street to street charging people taxes, you know, and that doesn't qualify for asylum in terms of the judges at this point, because the question is, why are they persecuting you? Because they're criminals and they want money. But it's not on account of one of the five groups. Now, one can argue, they are part of a social group. And for it to be a social group, the group has to be visible. It has to be, has immutable characteristics. It has to be particular, like gays or even women now are a social group, victims of domestic violence. And so there's been no rulings that being a kidnapped person, a working class kidnapped, extorted person by a cartel for not wanting to be involved with them or avoiding them is not a social group. And that's not catching up with the reality. And that's the vast majority of people who are fleeing. And so if social group is a difficult concept now, it was 10 times more difficult back then when we were winning those early cases.